Hey everybody, this is Tracy and J Money's L Town podcast, part one. Today we're going to be focusing on vengeance.
Specifically today, we're going to be focusing on the story of Beowulf. We're going to be focusing on three different points of views. We're going to be going off of Beowulf's point of view, a third party point of view, and we're going to be going off of the dragon's point of view.
And welcome back. We're here with Violet. And how are you doing today, Violet?
I'm tired.
Tired? Well, yeah, that's not very good.
Tired but too.
It's whatever. I have a question to ask you. Let's say you were a mighty warrior. Can you imagine that? Almost.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's say someone. Have you seen like The Hobbit?
Mm-hmm.
Or the dragon? Yeah. The new one with the imagine someone stole something from that dragon. And that dragon went bonkers and killed a town. How would you feel as that warrior being called in to slay that dragon?
Well, I would feel like it was my responsibility because I don't want anybody to get hurt because I can't do it. But I would probably feel okay with it because the dragon's taking from the town, and the town is trying to provide for itself.
Feeling okay with it. Okay. Well, that's a very interesting point of view. Thank you, Violet, for your work here today, and I appreciate you being here. Here and there, do what dragons do. Do what you gotta do. You know, you go back up. And they send a warrior out to get you, a mighty fighter out to kill you. How do you feel about that?
I feel a little offended, honestly. Like, I would expect an apology. Like, apologize for stealing my chalice. Like, I was merciful to you. Like, I could have destroyed everything, but I just destroyed a little bit.
I mean, you
took a little bit of my stuff, so I take a little
to
bit.
To be fair, you kind of did.
You gotta kill everybody in the town.
But
I killed everyone.
Pretty much.
Basically.
But you're just doing what a dragon does, right?
You're being a
dragon.
You're
just doing what you gotta do.
Okay, well, in that case, I can understand getting back at someone.
Mm-hmm.
I
just like an eye for an eye mentality.
Right. I would go for that.
So,
but maybe not like as harsh.
Maybe not to that extent, like going down and just killing everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So
understandable.
The vengeance was, you would say, somewhat justified. Not completely, but like you, it's you're saying there's some gray area.
Right.
He's not exactly just this pure evil monster.
Right.
Okay. That's all the time we have today. Thank you, Aiden, for your time.
You made some very insightful points.
Very insightful.
Thank you very much.
You have yourself a good day.
I hope you have a great day today.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I'm sitting here with Mr. Evans, and I've got a question for you, Mr. Evans.
All right.
How would you feel if you were in this town and somebody from your town went up to this dragon's lair and got this big golden chalice and brought it back down? And then this dragon comes down and just kills everybody. And then then your town's leader calling a warrior as Beowulf, and he goes up and slays this dragon.
Okay.
Who, in this situation, who do you feel would be at fault?
I mean, depending on whether the dragon had been bugging my town ahead of time,
no,
it hasn't been, then
no,
I would
no.
say the person who went up and stole the chalice would be at fault because there had been no issue beforehand. But as soon as they took something from the dragon, he exacted retribution. I think I think that would be my answer.
So what you're saying is you feel like the dragon was justified in his rampage?
I mean, I feel like getting a chalice stolen from you maybe isn't like adequate reasoning for you like slaughtering an entire village of people, probably, but I do feel I think at least theoretically I feel like nothing would have happened had that person not gone and done what they'd done.
Okay, so the dragon is not completely
right.
Okay.
That's
a very interesting point.
All right, well, thank you for
your last.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. So it seems that we have reached the end of episode one of our podcast. This is Justice signing out.
This is Tracy. Y'all stay classy, San Diego.